How are you doing this morning? Great, after that song, right? And all of that. So, let's go to our theme verse. Let's go to Jeremiah. We're going to start there this morning. And let's see, Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 15 and 16. The version I will actually going to read this morning is the New King James. I never tried that one, and when I was reading that, it was like, whoa, this is pretty cool, because it's a King James, and I'm actually able to pronounce it better. So you bless me so much. So Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. Your words were found, and I eat them, and your words was to me the joy and the rejoice of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Lord, the God of hosts. So when we actually, when we find the word, we hear yesterday, we ate them, right? So Jeremiah was putting this figure of speech of eating, but I don't want to talk about eating something specifically. It's like found it or wear something specifically. When we wear the word of God in our life, some people might not like that, or some people might point, but that will shine. How will shine? Let's go to Psalms to see how somebody can be shiny sometimes. So let's go to Psalms chapter 12. Psalms chapter 12 is the most wonderful part that we're going to shine sometimes. So chapter 12 of Psalms here. 12:6. Many of you know this record probably. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver thread and the furnace of air, purified seven times. I was reading the other day that to have a furnace to purify metals or jewelry, and when you go once, it has to have measurements under the air, so purified to take the most pure metal. Many people wear jewelry. So many of you like jewelry at the expressive bars. The kids made a jewelry for my room, right? And the word of God is those jewels that we can use. When we found it, I will put you three different pictures here of what can we wear with a sense of jewelry. Many in the Old Testament, you know, when you were a slave, you were supposed to live 7 years, and if you're so happy with whoever bought you, you will give your life to that person. And you have to wear what? A jewel in your left ear, and when you see that, that person is joyfully a servant forever because that person won it. Another weight of jewelry is when you got married. Many of you, in your left finger, when you see it, you're like, yeah, I remember that day. For many people like mine, could be like, some quite a while, right? But you, I think you remember. And some of you probably could be like 2 months. But also, as a woman, sometimes we don't like every single jewelry. For example, I'm not like a goldy person type of jewelry. But many people love that. And some girls like to collect jewelry like I do. And it has to be that specific kind. And sometimes you display and you're so happy. And when you find the one, you like it. And it's, you were not looking, but it's right there. So that belongs to you. When we find the word of God, those are kind of jewels. Remember also in the Old Testament, the priest has to have, you know, this kind of place made that has those onyx and all of those specific things. They got to sign it that way. So let's go to the next part of the Bible that I wanted to talk today. Let's go to Proverbs, the next book after Psalms. Proverbs chapter 10. And one book after. According to the dictionary, because I have to look for that too, jewels consist in small decorative items worn for personal ornament, such as brooches, rings, necklaces, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and cufflinks. So we use those things to decorate, to shine. The word of God says that we're the life of this world. When we wore the word, when we found the right piece, we wore it and we use it, right? So let's go, like I said, to Proverbs. Chapter 2, sorry, we're going to do the 2. I want to touch this part too, and I thought I wouldn't have a time, but I think it's important too. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 2, verse 1. Proverbs 2, 1. My son, if you receive my words, remember that we read before that it was purified, and the treasure in my commands with you, so that you incline your ear to the wisdom. Remember, when you are you practice that wisdom, as when you do the wisdom of God, is because you practice what you learn, what you earn, what you saw already. You saw the jewel, you put it on, right? Third, yes, if you cried out for discernment, all lift to up to your voice for understanding. Fourth, if you seek and hear as the silver, another part of jewelry, other metal, right? As search for her, as for hiding treasures, then you will understand the respect of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Six, for the Lord give wisdom, for his mouth come the knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is the shield to those who walk upright. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then, this verse 9, then you will understand the righteousness and justice, equity and every good path. 10, when wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul. 11, discretion will be preserved to you. Understand will keep you. 12, deliver you from the weight of the evil, from the men who speak perverse things. So when we got God's word, we like to wear it as a jewel, like Jeremiah said. I was so happy when I see that piece of jewelry. I was so happy. So we have to delight when we see the word of God and we want to wear it here. We want that color there. We want to put it in our bodies. Romans 12 says that we have to renew our mind. We have to put, you know, the armor of God. But also, we can delight in those things and we can be happy about that, right? So now let's go to chapter 10 from the same book. Just turn to a few pages there. Chapter 10, verse 20. We're going to read to the 22. Proverbs 10, chapter 20. The tongue of the righteousness is choice of silver. Every time that you find the word of God, you have the right to choose. It's your choice to wear the beautiful word of God in your life. The heart of the wicked is worth a little. 21st, the lips of the righteous feed many, but the fools die for lack of wisdom, because they can know the word, but if they don't act on it, guess what's going to happen? Right? So 12, the blessings of the Lord make one rich. You want to be rich? Take the blessings that are already there. Go know the God and act on it. What is it actually in there? And he adds no sorrow with that, right? Nobody like to have that. So you want to have some of riches? Go to God's word, right? Let's go jump to the same, in the same book, chapter 30, verse 5. Every word of God, no, choose half of it. No, maybe choose the first, the New Testament or the Old Testament. No. It say every word of God is pure. Guess what? When you use the word of God, what you became? Pure, right? He is a shield of those who put their trust in him. The one that believe, that trust him all the time. So you can wear the word of God, you know, every single word and be pure. You want to be purified? Just use that. That's easy, right? Let's go to Jeremiah. Chapter 9. Jeremiah, chapter 9. It was so nice when I discovered that Jeremiah liked to pray, and it was a youth, and he liked to pray. I was like, oh, that's cool. I like to pray. Not as much probably as he did, but it was a youth, so that was pretty neat. So, Jeremiah, chapter 9, verse 23 says, this saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. You can be the best doctor in the Midwest. You can be the best archaeologist, you can be the best of whatever field you work in it. But if you don't have the wisdom of the Lord, those jewels in your life, guess what? Let them be. Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Nor let the rich man glory in his righteousness. 24, but pay attention to what is coming now. Let him who glories in this, that he understand and knows me. The word knows me in Greek is ginosko. Is that intimacy? When you know somebody by experience, they use that when you're in marriage, right? That you know by experience. So God wants us to have intimacy with him. He wants us to know him through experience. How many of you have ever experienced God? I think all of you, right? All of us have that privilege. So, that I am the Lord, exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness and in the earth. For in these I delight, says the Lord. This is so cool. When I can do God's word and he can be the light by me, listen to him. When you're a father and you have kids, I don't have that privilege, but you as a father, and you tell your kids, do these at 7, do these at 8, and do these at 9. And that child go and do everything. Immediately you see, smile, right? And feel blessed. If us as our earthly fathers do that, imagine our heavenly father. He doesn't get happy. He said, I delight if you follow me, right? That's what it says. I'm not making that up, okay? You read it. Okay, just in case you wonder. So, delight in him. Now let's go to one of the parts that I want to emphasize. Let's go to Philippians. Let's go there. So pretty cool. Morty read some of this on Friday, yesterday morning, and it was so cool. So let's go to Philippians chapter 4. Many of you knew this part, and I was reading it yesterday, and I have a good time with God and laughing too. So chapter 4. Therefore, my beloved, longer for brethren, my joy and crown. When you're a minister, most of us are, right? Actually, all of us are called to minister, to be a minister. So let's put all in these truths because we all fit in this. We call for that reason. Therefore, my beloved and long-firm brother, my joy and crown to stand fast in the Lord. This is Paul talking. This is my crown. Don't you feel good when you're ministering somebody and you encourage, you counsel, and they listen. And the first thing that happens, calling, good things happen. You're like, hallelujah. God, you know, you get so excited because they change their pattern. So as ministers, we pray for people and we get so excited. This is what he's talking. This is what Paul was talking. My joy. He was so proud to be like, you know, like doing those things. So I get proud sometimes. So let's go to the, keep going. Verse 2. I implore Euphorium, I don't know if I pronounce it right, and implore Syndicate to be one of the same mind of the in the Lord. 3. And I urge you also, through compassion, help these women who labor with me and the gospel. What is the gospel? The good news, right? With Clement also and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. No, choose when good things happen, right? When I've been having trouble, we learned yesterday in the morning, when we're in the middle of a test or at school or at work or somebody's annoying, you know, when you're customer service, sometimes it's like, I have to rejoice. We learned that yesterday, right? Those jewels we're wearing on all the time. And again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all of men. The Lord is at hand. Sometimes this gentleness is one of the fruit of the Spirit. And we don't comprehend to use that as much as the Bible tells us to go. Sometimes I go to far a bank or location because they're really nice to me instead of the ones are in my neighborhood because they're not nice. So we don't want believers and people to be drawn far away from us. We want them to be close to us, right? So let's keep learning those jewels. 6, be anxious for everything, right? No, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. So primero, first of all, I said primero, I mixed that up. So first of all, we do pray, and then we supplicate, and we be thankful for. So if I have a problem, what do? I go to God. Please, God, and then I keep going until I get that. But after that, what do I have to be thankful for? Don't you feel good when you're the kids said thank you for no reason sometimes? So here it's telling, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. This is really exciting, the number 7. And the peace of God, pay attention to that. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Let's put a finger here. We're gonna go back. Let's go to Colossians. I want you to see something really interesting here. Colossians, the next book, chapter 3, and verse 15. And let the peace of God, again, the peace of God, that jewelry part that I can wear whenever I decide, because it's a choice. It's a silver choice. We read that in Psalms. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to which also you were called in one body. We learned that on Friday too, right? So, and be thankful again with the peace of God. 16, let the word of Christ dwell in your righteously. Oh, it's not just righteously. It's not like a little bit. It's a lot, right? It's abundant. And all wisdom. That means I have to work on it. I have to decide to choose to use it. Teaching and dominating, I think I said, one to another in psalms and hymns and the spiritual sayings, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. So we happily do that with the peace of God. 17, and whether you do in word, whatever you do in word, so whatever I speak to people, whatever jewels I wanted to speak, do it. Or if you have, whatever I do. So I was thinking about that. When you're in the shower, are you joyfully singing? Usually, most of women, we do that. I will say that. I don't know if men do that because I don't know about that. But, you know, it's your own business. But usually when you're in the shower and you shower, you're so happy singing to the Lord. And that you decide, it's a decision to do it or not, right? So, 16, let the word of Christ dwell in your hearts, and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And 17, and whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. It's a decision. King David used to dance naked, so I assume he was taking a shower sometimes. But this is his thing, and it's his. I don't know about it. So let's go back to Colossians. Let him be, right? Let's go back to Philippians, actually. Yeah. We stop in verse 7, so we're going to keep in verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever you think is true. These specific verse I like to call the filter of our mind. As a believers, we can filter things. What is a filter? I will give you this analogy really quick because I have to learn it. When you own a car, you have to take care of a car. And I didn't know that cars have many filters that they can be and need to be used. If you don't do it, trust me, you're going to pay for it. Not just with the smell, you know, the gas filter, the pump, the radiator, everything has to be replaced. So we have to filter. We like to filter water too. We don't like things impure. When you put God's word in your mind, you purify yourself. That's what the word says. So let's purify ourselves. Let's go back to verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever you think are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, Meditate doesn't say think about it. Or maybe I hear it and it's good. It says meditate through your life. Decide to use that jewelry piece all the time on these things. 9, the things which you learn and receive from and hear and saw and me. These do, and the God of peace will be with you. See the difference from verse 7 in there? If you go back in 7, it says, the peace of God. And here is saying, the God of peace. That is pretty neat. And I thought it was like, ooh, that is so cool. 10, but I rejoice in the Lord, gentle, that now at least your care for me as a flock. Remember, this is Paul talking to them. Again, through this certainly did care, but you lack of opportunity. 11, know that I speak in regard to a need that I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. So if I have 25 cents in my bank, I'm so happy. If I have $20 million, I should be happy too. The same thing if I have 25 cents. Whatever it is, it's not about what you have. It's not about what you possess. And it's not what you're going to get from that. It's you trust the Lord and you will be have everything he will provide, and I have to be happy with whatever situation in the bank. It's not like if I have or I don't have. But to have, let's go keep reading, so I don't want to go ahead. I was thinking about that. So 12, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound, and everywhere in all things I have learned both to be full and to be hungry. Have you ever been in that situation that your stomach is like, and you're hungry? Because you don't have money, I don't think that you ever discover that. I think if you ever feel hungry, it's because you were a little lazy and you don't make a sandwich for yourself. So let's be real. Let's use that reality. And that happened to me. So I think it happened to you. So I'm not talking about that. But here is pointing that he's putting the example of, you know, not doing the word. I mean, not having enough. But he was content being hungry. I don't want to experience that because it's not cool, I don't think. But he was happy, though, right? Both, know to abound and these suffer need. 13, I can do all things to Christ who strengthened me. 14, nevertheless, you have done well that you share in my distress, so they were abounding to him. 15, now you Philippians, now also that in the beginning of the gospel of the news, when he started his ministry, basically, when I depart from Macedonia, no church share with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica, you send aid once and again for my necessities. 17, know that I speak the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds in your account. He was telling, I want you to be able to bless others with your abundance, not because I want to have your abundance, it's because I want your account be blessed. Don't you like to invest money in different banks, and you want to put money in some CDs or stock, you look which is giving you more? Don't you be happy when you put in the right one, and when you put the wrong one, and you look at it, it's like, oh man, I should have waited for 2 days, right? So I would have more interest. When we give to God, it's the best bank that we ever have. Is the best place to put your investment, and you will receive guarantee better and higher rate. Trust me on that. Let's go on the 18. Indeed, I have all in abound, and I am full, having and receiving for Epaphroditus, I think, the thing sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, and acceptable sacrifice, well pleased to God. 19, we're going to read until 20. And my God shall supply, the God of peace, the peace of God, my God will supply your need according to his righteousness in glory by Christ Jesus. How rich is our God? How wonderful he is. And if you request anything, even though you want the little desire, he will give the desires of our hearts. It was so funny, like a month ago, or the beginning of the month, we were going to Colorado with Marty and Brian, and we were passing to Iowa, and these crappy roads were going to, or Or Pat was good though. But we saw one car going with all, you know, like all smoke and all that dust coming up. And I never said to him, like, I want to go to one of those rows. And I asked, like, do you think we're going to pass to one of those? And he's like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, I didn't say aloud, but I thought, oh, that would be nice. Right? I didn't tell them anything. We passed Iowa, and we passed the other states. The date of camp, going to the mountains, guess what? The roads were like that, and even worse, because they were jumping. So you can see all of them, like, freaked out, and I'm in the back. Yeah! So God, those desires, it could be something silly. And Marty pointed out, like, God knew what you know, he put that desire. So I was like, that's so cool, because it's something silly, but it blessed me. Might not bless others, but it did bless me for sure. So he cares, and he usually blesses us, and he is there when we need it. So we have that jewelry pieces that we decide to use it. As a married person, you decide to do that commandment, we've got to wear that. It's not represent your spouse. It represents the commandment you did with God. The guy that did, like, you know, being a slave forever is a decision. He do the earpiece, and I believe it hurts because I remember when they did mine. So, you know, it probably, and for a guy, so they're not that pain resistible. I heard about it, but I'm not going to talk about it. So that probably hurt, you know. So speak the word, be rejoiced, and remember that God loves you and decide to be you, unique as you are. Love you guys. That's it.